to fund your deals, regardless of your credit, regardless of your income, regardless of your experience, well, you are on the right show. Welcome to the Jay Connor Show. My name is Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, coming to you from Eastern North Carolina. And my co-host that I love to have here on the show with me is Chaffee Wynn. Hey, Chaffee.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Fantastic. How you doing up there in Chicago today?
Incredible.
I love it.
Hey, well, folks, in case you're on again, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always glad to have you on. So let's tell our listeners and viewers what this show is about in case this is the first time they've tuned in. Here on the Jay Connor Show, here's what we do is we talk about all things real estate investing, particularly in the realm of single-family houses. We talk about how to find them before other real estate investors know they exist. We talk about how to get them funded, as I just mentioned, how to fund them regardless of your credit, your income, your experience, etc. In fact, everybody, in just a moment, we're going to plug you into the money as to how you can actually get all the funding you want for your deals. So we're going to get that out in just a moment. So we talk about finding, funding, how to sell houses very, very quickly, as in 3 days or less, so you're not stuck holding any investment properties. And we also talk about how to automate the business. So if you've got any kind of interest in real estate investing, you are at the right place. We talk about commercial deals as well. And another thing that, you know, we always include as part of the show is personal development and mindset. And Chaffee, you have been coaching business owners. You've been coaching individuals for a very, very long time on how to get to the next level, how to, get out of their own way. So talk for a moment about the personal mindset and what we talk about.
Well, again, you know, you can give 100 people a checklist of exactly what to do and how to do it. And out of the 100 people, 90% of the people won't even do it, won't even get through the checklist. You'll have a 10% success rate of people actually doing the checklist. And then of the 10%, even a smaller amount will actually achieve the results that they're looking for. So, you know, why is it that everyone has the same checklist, except there's only 10% or less of the people that are successful? And the reality is because a lot of people give up, a lot of people face challenges and hit brick walls, and instead of fighting through it and working through it and having the right mindset to achieve success, they just quit. And so that's where I come in, that's where you come in, Jay, that's what we do, is we like to work with those individuals to make sure that they have the right mindset to keep pushing forward until they get to that success level and beyond. So.
Exactly. And so with that, Chaffee, I'm just going to remind everybody, the viewers and listeners, that at the end of each show, I turn it over to you to give the nugget of the day or the strategy of this show as to how people can actually move forward from a mindset standpoint. So don't let me forget to do that with you, Chaffee. So I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and plug them into the money that we promised. And so here's what the deal is, folks. In just a few short weeks, in fact, when you're watching, you may be watching a replay here. Of course, you're watching a replay. But when you're actually viewing or listening to this podcast, what I'm getting ready to say may be as short as a few days away. Okay. So what we're doing here on the Jay Connor Show is we're giving away $3,000 live event ticket as a thank you to being a new listener to the show since we've launched the podcast. So at this live event, in fact, I was going to give you the website right now, and we'll put it right here on the screen. And that is, go to jayconnor.com, jayconnor.com/moneypodcast, all one word, money podcast. And here's what's going to happen at the live event. This is a $3,000 valued event. And we talk about, well, that's where I'm going to plug you into the money. I have private lenders funding coming there at the event where you get to network with the private lenders. And again, this has got nothing to do with your credit, your income, your verification of income, your experience. And I don't know another event like this. Chaffee, of course, you're at all my live events. And why don't you take a moment and just review the overview of what we do at those live events?
Well, the live events are, I mean, they're phenomenal. You don't get this experience, I don't think, anywhere else. And one of the great things, well, there's a couple great things about the live event that I want to highlight. First and foremost is that we actually do a bus tour at the live event, and that's actually looking at your properties. So we're not looking at some properties we just found off the MLS that we're prospecting or anything. We're looking at your properties, where the student gets to walk through, ask questions about what you know, if it's a finished property that we're going through, they get to see what you actually did and ask questions about how you did it. If it's a property that you're just starting, that you just purchased, you actually ask for feedback about what should be done, and you have a discussion there. So it's very immersive, but it's very interactive in that sense. As you said, you have your private lenders there that are available to ask questions to. They're not there to lend money to all the students, only they're there to answer the questions of how did you, Jay, find this private lender? How did you, Jay, talk me as a private lender into lending money to you? And so to have those private lenders there in a panel and have the students ask those questions live so that they can go back then to their warm market or their network and ask and find private lenders. That's, again, very powerful. And then the third thing is that you also bring a lot of your staff members that work on your properties, that work on the acquisition side, that work on the sales side, to the live event as well, so that not only do the students, again, get to ask how you found them, how you work with them, and what they do, and, they get to see the beginning of the real estate process all the way to the end, and the whole automated piece of it with all your staff members and your business functioning. So again, it is a window into how to run a business like Jay Connor, where it's automated, systemized, and operational so that you can go in and enjoy your life. So
exactly. You can't beat the price on this. I mean, it's virtually free. I mean, that's a $3,000 event for a $97 registration fee, which is crazy, unheard of. So we have these events around here in Morehead City, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. So yes, you are probably going to have to get on an airplane to get here. Or if you're around the 3 or 4 state area, you can drive in. But I tell you, it'd be the best airplane ticket that you ever purchased if you're remotely interested in the real estate investing business. Even if you are a seasoned real estate investor, who doesn't always want more funding for their deals? So, we dive deep on finding the deals before other real estate investors know they exist, how to sell them fast, how to automate the business. And I'll tell you something that I absolutely love about our events that we do, Chappie, is you are there. We have highly trained, certified mindset coaches, real estate investing coaches, that sit down with the attendees and do free one-on-one strategy sessions. Take just one more moment before we dive into today's content on the show about the benefit and what happens during those one-on-one strategy sessions, which, by the way, folks, we do not charge for.
So let me clarify. They're free to the student or to the attendee. They're not free to you, Jay, because you're paying.
Yes. I promise you, folks, Chaffee is not paying his airplane fare. He's not paying his hotel room or food. No, that comes out of my pocket as a benefit to my attendees.
So the coaches that are there are, let's say, well-paid and compensated, and Jay has compensated them as a benefit to the attendees. And so what we do in these sessions is really we focus on you and your business. So whatever challenges you're at, you're having, where you're at, wherever you're at your business, whether you're new or you've been investing, all the coaches are not only trained in real estate and are real estate investors, they are also trained in personal development, mindset mastery, and subconscious reprogramming as well. So we're there to help you put together a strategy to move your business forward and really get to that next level using the things that you're going to learn at the 3-day bootcamp with Jay.
Exactly. So again, that's Jay Connor with an ER, jayconnor.com/moneypodcast. All right, Chappie, let's go ahead and dive in. What are we talking about on today's show?
Jay, today we are talking about bandit signs, these things that you see all over the place and you really don't know what they're about. So you're going to explain it to everybody today.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, you know, bandit signs, and if you don't know what a bandit sign is, and you've never, you know, bought your first or invested in your first deal, you've seen them, okay? Some people call them road signs, some call yard signs, etc. So really, what we're doing here, Chaffee, is we're doing a series on what I want to say, what we're doing. What I want to do is I just didn't know we were starting it on this show, okay? So what I want to do is do a series of podcasts, at least three shows titled, you know, Guerrilla Marketing, Finding Deals on a Budget. Find deals on a budget. So you've chosen, we're going to talk about bandit signs.
Yep.
Well, I could go on a rant. I've been using bandit signs for 15 years. So why don't we do it this way, Chaffee? Why don't you just field me some questions, and I'll just speak from my heart and my experience of 15 years on how the bandit sign campaign works.
Well, so, you know, I guess my first question, Jay, I'm going to throw this out to you, is that, you know, I personally love bandit signs. When I got started in real estate way back in the day, 2002, it was one of my most effective marketing methods was the bandit signs. Why do you use bandit signs, first of all, Jay? Why are we talking about bandit signs? Why do you like them? Why do you use them? And you know, just on a high level, what kind of results have you gotten from using bandit signs?
Sure. So, first of all, let's remind, before I give results, let's remind all the viewers and listeners as to what market I'm in, okay? I'm a very small market, very small market. My total target market for looking for real estate investors is only 40,000 people. So, you know, most real estate investors are going to be in like a 100,000 market and on up into the millions. All right, if they're in a big city. So what I'm about ready to say, keep that in mind, everybody, as to, oh, these are the results, all right? So when I do, and by the way, these bandit signs, we're looking for motivated sellers. Now, let me say this, not to get the cart before the horse. I use bandit signs looking for buyers, okay? Bandit signs work fantastic for buyers. In fact, that should be one of our shows, Chaffee. We should, because it's a different, I mean, it's very, very similar, but of course it's a different audience, all right?
Absolutely.
In fact, this very weekend, I mean, I've been doing it 15 years. This weekend, I've got 50 signs going out on automatic. We'll talk about that in a moment, all right? I'm not putting them out, okay? And so it's like a statistical thing. Now, results are better, but not that big of a difference. But results are better in the summertime, whether you're looking for sellers or buyers. Well, that's when people are, you know, like, they're thinking about moving, you know. Yeah. So it's like clockwork. It's like clockwork. I put out 50 bandit signs, road signs, and I get back, of course, this is in a very compressed time period, but it's like I get around 30 motivated sellers responding to my 50 signs. So why do I do it? The same reason you just said. Number one, it's the highest response rate of anything that I do. When I say highest response rate, I'm talking about cost per lead and cost per conversion. So we can sort of back into that cost per lead and cost per conversion. What I mean, of course, and you know what I'm talking about, Chaffee, is cost per conversion is how much did I have to put out to buy a house? So folks, my average profit here in this area is $67,000 a deal. So as we talk about this, you know, you want to ask yourself the question, how much money would I invest to make $67,000? Okay. So the results answer the question, 50 bandit signs, I'm going to get 30 motivated sellers. Why do I do it? Number one is it's the best for the results money-wise. But secondly, if you want like a shot, I mean like really, really fast, I'll get more leads this weekend from motivated sellers than all my other marketing will have given me over the past 2 weeks.
And let me just add to that, Jay, is that actually I'm in Chicago, or the Chicagoland area, and we have over 8 million people in the metropolitan Chicagoland area. And beta sends are still my favorite method of getting leads. So whether you're on the 40,000, right, a day run, or, you know, the 8 million, it's just a matter of using them right and using them the right way. So let's dive into that a little bit. And first and foremost, let me just ask you, you know, what do you put on the Bandit Signs? When you order the Bandit Signs, what do you have it say, and, you know, what information is out there?
Right, exactly. So my Bandit Sign for looking for motivated sellers has basically got three lines, all right? The top line, and this is not rocket science, folks. I mean, you know, if you live in any size area, you have seen these signs. Now, I've got a little nuance that I have on my signs that I don't see on most other signs. So at the top, I say, I buy houses. Now, I like I buy houses better than we buy houses, because the we is like, okay, is this a mom and pop operation? Is this a company? Whatever. The I is much more, you know, me to you kind of thing. So I buy houses. All right, so I buy houses, top line.